Matters arising. A couple of matters just to report for your information. Item 428 of the previous minutes. Remember we had a long discussion last time about the wholesale food market at Weston, and we asked the Ag and Fish to think long and hard about the future of that market and also the one in Chowchowan. Well, they've met with the Central Western District Council and briefed them on the challenges. And Weston echoed, I think, similar thoughts to our own, that in the short term, they don't mind some tenancies being granted for vacant areas in the wholesale market, but they would like them to think long term about the whole future of the two markets on the waterfront. And indeed, Food and Health Bureau and AFCD have undertaken to come back to us with their thoughts on the future later this year. So that's positive. Then paragraph 5.9, the public engagement programme for the additional floors on the two ferry piers, three ferry piers in Central, numbers 4 to 6. There have been three separate meetings to gather opinions from the Commission members on the 21st, the 22nd, 29th of March. I found it a very useful session, and I think other members did too, able to discuss in detail, if you like, the challenges that this particular project presents. I particularly emphasise, and I know other members did, that the need for a more holistic approach, and also made the point that ultimately it's the management model which will make or break, I think, the initiative. It's not just the design, it's how you encourage the ferry operators to manage the facilities in the longer term, because clearly leisure, entertainment and food and beverage is not their core business, and they may need to bring partners in to run that part of the exercise. But I know other members echoed similar views. Paul, please.
Yeah, Chairman, I think that I'd like to be specific on our feedback, is that we believe that the three piers and the deck between IFCs should be developed as one project and not separate projects as they are now conceived. We think there's got to be one master plan for the area. They're going to be implemented separately, that's fine, but there's got to be one overall plan, and we haven't seen that. We think it's very dangerous the way it's being progressed right now.
I think, as I say, that was, I think, was a view that was expressed by virtually everyone I've talked to, that we need a much more holistic, as I'm saying, approach.
Yeah. But Chairman, if that's a conclusion in this meeting, or if that's going to be, are you going to be seeing how what other members think, so that we can, because I'm a bit concerned that they're progressing with it, and if that's the feedback they get, I mean, does it mean that they're going to listen, or do we need a motion in this meeting so we can actually force that kind of thinking, or how do we progress this?
I think their discussions were part of their ongoing engagement. I mean, they're going to the public, as you know, to seek public views. So we, in a way, had a prior look and were able to feed in our thoughts. So those thoughts, I hope and trust, will be fed into the engagement exercise. This is the purpose going forward. So I think I wouldn't say we're safe to leave it for the moment, but I think we can leave it until we see the results of the overall engagement exercise, and make sure that then, at that stage, that things are being looked at, if you like, more holistically. All right? Members happy?
No.
Peter, please.
If I can just put my spoke in there, I'm a little bit worried about going forward to public consultation without an injection, or perhaps a written injection, of our own thoughts. Some of us have actually had a review of this. We've made our own comments verbally, but we haven't put anything in writing. I think the problem is, Mr. Chairman, that if things are taken forward to public consultation, things are then set in stone, because they simply say we've consulted and these are the results, and they're then set in front of us as something that we can't sort of alter or change. And one of the things that concerns us, and Paul's comment is quite right, we do have to think about it as one entity. We have to think about it in terms of the actual massing on the site. At the moment, I'm not satisfied that massing is sufficient. Not just sufficient in terms to get a lot of GFA, but sufficient to get a proper architectural interpretation with interesting spaces and forms. And also, we do need linkage and connection between the piers. Now, these are absolutely fundamental, and these are exactly the sort of things that don't normally come out of public consultation. So I do think we need to be a little bit clear on that, so that we're not then faced with the fate of company when it comes back to us.
Well, Would members agree then that we ask them to weave in, if I may put it that way, our views into the consultation exercise, so that the views that the Commission have expressed are, if you like, exposed to the community? Would that be happy? Would you be happy with that?
Or return here soon.
Well, I think as long as we make sure that the suggestions we've made are fed in, which seems to be your concerns, then I think I don't think we particularly want to hold up the engagement exercise, do we? But as long as our comments are fed in and reflected in the questions asked and the presentations, then I think I personally would be happy. All right. Thank you. Any other points on the minutes? Matters arising. Those are the only two points I've got. Thank you.